Welcome to Just Kidding But Seriously podcast. Thanks for joining Cam and Eli as we talk about news, sports, crazy ideas, and complete nonsense every week. Stay with us as we guide you through the facetious minds of our generation. This is JKBS.
We are live feeling gray and gravy, baby. What's going on? What's going down?
Not much, man. We're into the, I don't know if we can call this the HD world of audio recording, but this is certainly better than the schlop we've been putting out recently.
You goddamn right. This is WDGA Hot Radio coming at you fast and smooth, like creamy butt sex on a Saturday afternoon when you're eating applesauce and sliming peanut butter all over your chops. I don't know. Anyways, welcome to Just Kidding But Seriously. I am Cameron Ivy, and with me as always, my ninja sidekick, Mr.
Eli Newman.
Hey, what is going down in Funky Brown Town?
Not a whole lot, James Brown. Just chilling. What am I drinking here? I got something called a double blueberry raspberry lime fruitsicle, which sounds way over the fucking top.
Good God. Creamsicle. Oh, no, man.
Fruitsicle.
Fruitsicle.
Oh, it basically just tastes like a sour, fruity, like blueberry or raspberry thing, basically.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. What about you? You got anything going on over there? Any bevies?
No. I'm keeping it cool, keeping it fresh. Staying with the old H2O for tonight. Got to get up real early, even though a nice glass of wine might put me to bed like a little baby. But I had wine the last two nights because we had Maggiano's last night. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah?
You ever had Maggiano's? Maggiano's.
I think so. I think I've had it because there's a place by us that we've been to a couple times, and I get it confused with another place near us that we haven't tried yet. And it, you know, they all sound kind of the same, like it's something John else or, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, like, you know, anything Italian with that Italian, Italianos at the end.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
No, it's good stuff. It's good Italian. It's kind of like an upscale from Olive Garden. It's they got phenomenal bread. It's ooey gooey and oh so mooey. I don't know what that means. I usually get the chicken parm lighter version. So what they do is they give you two full chicken breasts and a little bit of lighter sauce with homemade fettuccine. Alfredo. Noodles.
Do they normally do like a thing where if you order an entree, you get to take an entree home or something?
Actually, basically, I ordered the chicken parm, and then if you double it, so basically you get double, so four chicken breasts. It's only $8 more, so it was only $28 for four chicken breasts and a bunch of noodles that I can split people with.
Imagine if like their version of a light version of chicken parm or any meal is they bring you the normal portion, but then one of the staff members just comes and eats half of it at your table with you. You pay full price, but you only eat half.
That'd be so funny. Like, you order your meals, you get doubles, and you're like, yeah, it's only $8 more. And you're like, yeah, honey, let's do that. We'll just double it up. We'll take the rest. We'll eat them tomorrow for leftovers. Perfect. So the waiter brings them over. All right, guys, we are ready here. And then they come over. He comes over with another waiter, and they both have he has both the other plates, and then they both pull out the chairs and sit down next to you. Hey, can you pass the bread?
It'd be funny if, like, there was some guy that didn't speak English. So he's just sitting with you, and he's just like, I eat chicken parmesan. And like, that's,
chicky,
that's
all chicky bum bum.
I eat your chicky parmesan.
My little kids, they call it chicky chicky bum bum.
Is my first meal today is your chicken parmesan?
I work 16 hours behind the pallet of tables. Please let me eat so I can go home and bring. I won't even eat little bits I take home to my family.
We're turning this guy that doesn't know English into a guy that speaks a lot of English and just has an accent.
Oh, that's true. I please don't take. No, I work.
Makes me think of the woman from Family Guy. No.
Yeah, I pretty much stole that.
I clean.
I'm a stealer. This is the male version of Mrs. Clean. No Superman here. Anyways, yeah, so that's we had Maggiano's. We did takeout, of course, because we were at the mall because we go to the mall with the crew. But the Maggiano's is right there, so we just ordered takeout, took it home, and devoured it. Ooh. Absolutely devoured it. Phenomenal.
Have you ever taken crew to like a restaurant where you're like, all right, let's try and, you know, have a meal out. And then he just has like a full blown meltdown and you're like, oh my God, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
No, not yet. I mean, we have been to restaurants with him and he's usually pretty good. The only time that it was ever really a problem, I think, is when we were on vacation a few months back. We were in Georgia and he was a lot younger. So he was, he just kind of was crying the whole time, so we had to get a lot of help, but it was good either way. He's usually pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, Cruz the man. He's asleep right now. Hopefully I don't wake him up with recording this podcast, and because I know that my wife will murder me.
Yeah, it'd be funny if this was called like the Multitasking Father podcast. And
every episode is just you like this. And you're like, all right, Cruz asleep like 2 feet from me. So this is how I'm going to talk for every episode, the entire episode.
You got really close. Like I felt like you were inside my friggin' butthole right there.
Like that was, it's like,
did you put the microphone inside your mouth?
I did. I swallowed it and then I shat it out.
All right, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Shout Eli Newman.
Swallows.
Shout it out.
How was your week after Thanksgiving and all that stuff coming up to the holidays now? You guys get a tree?
Oh, we did. We actually got a tree, I think, before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Pre-fucking... asshole.
Yeah, we've had a tree for like probably it obviously if it was before Thanksgiving it's almost like 3 weeks now, but yeah, we've had one for a while.
Wow, is it still alive?
Oh, it is. We water it when it gets low. We bought that $4 tree stuff that's probably just more water, but they say that it's good for the tree.
Yeah. We just got a tree today. Well, we were gone for like a week, so we didn't want to get one and then it die, or you know, have to call a neighbor just to water our stupid tree. So
that makes sense. I read an article like a few weeks ago saying like do not get a tree on Black Friday, and it was listing all these different times leading up to Christmas that you can get great deals on trees, and it was basically just like if you wait until a week before Christmas you can probably get it for like 40% off, and then it was like if you get it on Christmas Eve you can get it for like 75% off. And it's like, who the fuck wants to wait until the day before Christmas to go look for a tree and then decorate it?
Yeah. The only reason why I would take a tree on Christmas Eve is if they're giving it to me for free because they need to get it rid of them or something, because who the hell is going to be buying trees on Christmas Eve? I'm sure people do though.
Yeah, I mean,
someone's like, fine, you talked me into it, Renee.
I'd only get a tree on Christmas Eve if my life was in the dumpster and I was just going to toss it off a bridge onto a highway.
What if you were a guy that like you're like alone, or maybe you're with your kids, maybe you got kids or a family, and you decide to go buy a Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, and instead of buying just one because they're all pretty much cheap as shit, you just buy like 10 of them and then you take them in like a trailer and then go line them up and tie them and fucking pour gasoline all over them. just let those babies burn. That can be a pretty cool tradition for families. That could be pretty cool. And then maybe put something at the top of them that explodes once it gets to the top. that would be awesome. Nate, did you hear that? We're starting a tradition. We're burning trees. All right.
Damn tree burner. but yeah, other than having a tree for a few weeks, the work week was a little rough. I no longer have a coworker of the same position as I am.
Yep. So yep.
It's literally just me and the two owners there. And
you should ask for a raise. This is a perfect time.
I just got one in June, and I'm not good with asking for that kind of stuff because.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Yeah. It's weird. But you should still do it. You should go in there and you should be like, hey, Steve.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, Steven.
You don't have to give me a raise.
Give me a raise or I'm out of here. And you're like, you know, you just open a Tootsie Roll and you're like rolling the paper. And you flick it at him.
Or I just put one of the like little lollipops you would get at the doctor's office in my mouth, and it's quiet, so you can hear it like hit clanking against my teeth very like gently, and all the saliva. And he's like, "I'm sorry, I can't give you a raise." And I'm just like, "How about a $15 iTunes gift card with every paycheck?" And I just keep winding down until I'm basically just like, how about a high five every morning when I come to work?
Yeah. I was going to say, it'd be a funny skit if you did something like where the guy's like prepping himself up. He's like trying to, all right, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to tell this, like, it's like really epic and inspiring. And like, you think, okay, if he goes there and says that, he's going to definitely get a raise. And then he goes in and doesn't go that way, but it doesn't even show you what happens. He just walks out and you just find out he gets high fives every morning and he's still happy about it. He's like, still a win. I'll take it. Honey, did you hear? I got more high fives. I want a divorce.
Well, all right. Shit.
So
yeah, what about, oh, go ahead.
So I was going to say, what about this week in the office? We know we're close to Christmas and holidays. You know, this is the end of the year. I don't know if there's going to be any crazy activity. This week might be the last week for any good chances of talking to other clients or customers. so it should be an interesting week leading up to next week. But obviously Christmas is next week. So I was just thinking, what are you guys, how busy are you going to be? And
we're not going to be too busy. This time of the year, it's kind of expected for things to maybe take a little bit longer than they normally would. And also, you know, clients are usually MIA themselves because of the holidays and they're just preoccupied. So like, I don't expect it to be like overly stressful, but it doesn't take a lot to stress me out. So I'll still probably hate my fucking life.
Yeah. You're going to probably.
Some days I go into work and I'm just like, I should just shit my pants so I can go home.
I was going to say you should show up to work without pants. Ooh. Because first of all, you can get away with it and just wear briefs. I mean, they're still shorts, but I mean, it could be interesting to see their reaction. You're the only three people there at the company, it sounds like. And what are they going to do? Hey, Eli, go home, man. Okay.
Well, if you
like, shit, I forgot my pants.
If you insist, I guess I'm gonna go home and drink margaritas at fucking 11 a.m.
and I can't come back because it's just too far of a trek. You live 10 minutes away. We moved over the weekend. It's been stressful. Can't you see my hairline? Now listen, fuck off, I'm going home. You insisted.
I should just show up and like a full-blown NBA like tank top and shorts and basketball shoes and a headband.
That's probably got to be the nastiest look in public. Like someone, even if you go to the gym. Yeah, even if you go to the gym though, like not just saying that, but like someone that wears like an NBA basketball jersey without a shirt underneath and a headband. in public, going to the grocery store, even going to the gym, it doesn't matter. Even if you're walking out to get your mail, that is just an awful look. Even worse when you're white. Even worse.
I got one better.
Sorry, white guys.
I got one better than basketball gear. Imagine walking into the office dressed as like a fucking hockey goalie, and like you have the mask on and ice skates, so you can barely walk into the office.
So you're like, you barely can fit into the doorway, and then
you're knocking shit over on your way in.
So funny. Like your boss just fucking throws paper at you, so you have to like try to block it. You like when he like throws your own document and you're just like deflecting it.
You gotta ask your boss to go to the bathroom with you to help you get out of your fucking outfit.
Oh my god. That's classic. There should be a National Goalie Week. Just everybody has to come in goalie gear.
God, that'd be great. You know that song?
Or at least one person.
You know that song they play at, I don't know if it's only hockey, but like sporting events where it's like da 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 da. You know that song?
Oh yeah, bam,
bam. Yeah, like every time, like you know, your boss goes to the bathroom. As soon as he walks in, you just play that song. Anytime he goes in and then comes back, goes out and then comes back in, you just play that song, and you're just fucking
either.
Like,
go either that one or the Sports Center one where it's da-da-da-da-da-da. Because that could be even more annoying and obnoxious because you just keep playing it. he goes to throw something away. Like, because they usually play that at, like with good plays.
And then like you have a whole sound effect board. So like he goes, he tries to throw a crumbled up piece of paper in the garbage and it misses. And you just have like a boo sound effect.
Boo. Dude, oh my god. Oh my god. How funny would it be if at the end of the week, you guys have like a weekly meeting to go over everything. You put a compilation video of like all his fucking shots and stuff that he throws away into the trash can. And then you just play the video and you're just like, yeah, this week was not a good week for you.
And you tell him, you're like, we're up to 37 hits on YouTube. And they're like, you're posting this on YouTube.
Yeah, man, we need to up the ante, man. I need you to start wearing something a little bit more flamboyant. We need to make this thing really fly.
Oh my god, that'd be so good.
You're fired. talk about another great way to just fucking try to get fired, but do it in the most awesome way possible to just annoy the shit out of him. But it'd be so hard because you're the only employee he has.
Oh god, that's good.
Oh my god, that's perfect. So, I hope they hear this episode one day because it's going to be out into the world of the internets.
They just might, man.
By God, that is just gorgeous.
So, how was your week? How was yours?
It was good, man. We were in Buffalo, New York. We also went to Silver Creek, which is a place in the middle of nowhere. So we were there from like the week before, but we got back last Monday night. So I did go to work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then, so work was still kind of blah for me. I was kind of still checked out. It was hard getting back into it, but it's all good. It was a good week though.
All good.
Well, that's vacation. Good first trip for crew. He did really well on the plane, especially on the way back. The only time he really kind of got a little crying is when he woke up and the nap, and he was just kind of, it's probably the pressure from the plane and stuff and just being out of sorts or whatever, but he did good. It was fun trip. Fun times.
Yeah. Well, that's cute.
It really was. Yeah, it wasn't really that cold either. When we got there, it was in the 30s and it was snowing. So that was pretty cool. Snow for the first couple of days, and then it started warming up, and the snow melted by the time we left. So it was fun. Their food up there is so much better than down here. Oh my God. Just like, I had the best burger I've ever had in my life. The best wings, which they're known for wings. And I'm not kidding. Like, you would love their wings in Buffalo. This place called Duff's. It's
called crispy. Buffs or Duff's?
Duff's. D-U-F-F's. Okay. Just like the Duff beer. From the Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Yeah, it was good food, good times, good family.
Nice, man.
Yeah, a lot of eating, a lot of good stuff, good bagels. Oh, just amazing. So good.
Yeah, Jen's never been anywhere near there. I grew up in North Jersey.
Divorce.
Yeah, I know, right? Duh, you hear that, Jen?
You hear that? You're done for. I'm just kidding.
You're done. No, but I grew up in North Jersey, like maybe 10, 15 miles outside of New York City, like probably Manhattan. And so,
when did you leave there?
August of 96, I left.
How old were you?
I was like 11, maybe 4 months from being 12.
How did that make you feel?
I cried and I shot 4 cats. I've been wanting to take her to New York because she has never been anywhere near there and can't even grasp how much it would change her fucking life.
Yeah, that's a cool place to just go visit and just get some good food. Bagels, subs, pizzas, just all the good shit.
Yeah, she told me the other night, she's like, if we ever go to New York, we have to get pizza. And I was like, okay, first of all, it's not an if, we're going. And we're eating pizza every fucking day that we're there. Like, get a grip.
Yeah, there's so many different kinds of pizzas in so many different places. Are you guys just going to stay somewhere in the city?
Probably. I mean, I don't know.
Fuck it. Just stay at I think there's like the nice Hilton. Whatever, that's like downtown. You can just walk down the friggin', I don't think it's on the main, I forget what the main, whatever it's called.
Times Square?
Yeah, Times Square. It's like a couple blocks from Times Square, but it's a real nice Hilton that we stayed at. It was really huge. Wasn't too expensive either for where it was.
I guess it also depends on the time of year. Like, it'd be nice to take her around this time so you can see the tree at Rockefeller Center. But at the same time, in the fall, it's pretty nice. So
Might even catch Macaulay Culkin out there too.
Yeah, I know, right? That'd be fucking sick. Speaking of Home Alone, man, we just watched that on Friday. Sorry. We watched it on Friday. And I started to think about some interesting, not necessarily plot twists, but like some interesting side things that they could have weaved into the original version just to like take it up to a whole new level.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw a few of them at you. I'll throw a few at you. We can discuss each one after, or we can discuss them after I read all three. You let me know.
Yeah, so, read all three because I want to ask you a question about one and two and for the listeners. So we'll go ahead.
Okay, so the first one, Kevin's mother hitches a ride with the polka gang to Chicago, and she does tons of blow, and then lets the entire Kenosha Kickers just run a train on her. That could have taken the movie to unimaginable heights.
And it just ends, so you don't even know what happens to you don't even know what happens to Macaulay Culkin after that.
Well, no, it'd be crazy if, like, she does tons of cocaine, she fucks all of them in the back of that budget truck, and then the truck pulls up in front of the house, and they just dump her like unconscious body out onto the sidewalk, and then they drive off, and then the movie ends.
Good God.
Okay, so number two, Kevin takes home the female cashier from the grocery store for some microwavable macaroni and cheese, and they develop a romantic relationship that for some reason the family is totally okay with once they get home.
it's like a double age difference.
Oh, like triple. That girl had to have been like late 20s, probably, or 30.
But it starts off with like, oh, your parents aren't home. Let me help you make a meal or something. And so she just goes over there to do a good deed. Or like she helps him with his groceries and then finds out that they're not home. And then she goes in and cooks a meal and then ends up like getting married to him. Like, just really jumps the gun.
She cooks them a meal. You know, they're about to dig in, and that's when, you know, Harry and Marv show up, and she's like, "Oh my god, like what are we gonna do?" And then Kevin's like, "Shut up, bitch, I got this." And like he takes over, and then they get arrested, and she's like, "That was so hot how you just like took those guys down." And then, yeah, you know, one thing leads to another.
And at the end he kills her. And he says, and then he does the quote from the stupid movie that he always puts in.
Oh, Merry Christmas, yes. You filthy animal.
Yeah, and then he kills her. And then that, oh my god, that would be perfect.
I didn't even see that plot twist coming, man. You fooled me on that.
Seriously, that's perfect.
Okay, and so the third one is Old Man Marley never shows up at the end of the movie. And so the Wet Bandits do exactly what they said they were going to do. They burn Kevin's head with a blowtorch. They smash his face with an iron. They slap him in the face with a paint can, shove a nail through his foot, and then bite his fingers off one by one. Can you imagine they show all that in the fucking movie?
Dude, they should do a remake and like make it a horror. Could you imagine? But you don't know it's a horror, and they actually follow through with it at the end.
Yeah, like
people would freak.
They just show the entire original movie up until that point, and then they cut to like a refilmed, like, you know, version of that ending, so it looks HD. Kevin is fucking like 40 years old.
He's got missing fingers. He's just got nubs. He's trying to like open a packet of fucking beef jerky.
Okay, so all right, so all going through all those three scenarios, if you had to pick only one of those to actually have made it into the movie, which would you have gone with?
Oh man. I don't know. None of them are realistic, but I almost want to go with the train.
The which one?
The train.
Oh, running the train?
Yeah. Because that was such a random part of the movie. And like, hey, let's squeeze John Candy in this movie somehow. He's popular. Let's put him on a random fucking polka band that's in a freaking airport or something. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the last one could actually be more realistic.
Realistic and just totally like catches everyone off guard.
Like Kevin would have to be like a little bit older. He would have to be like a teenager.
Like for it to not be totally creepy or what?
I don't know. I guess maybe that makes it even worse. Like, can they get away with making a film with a, how old was he supposed to be? 10?
Yeah, he couldn't have been older than like 9 or 10.
I don't know if they could show people torturing a 10-year-old. That's the only thing. Have they ever done anything like that?
I mean, I'm sure there's got to be stuff like that.
What if they're filming and they're like, can we do this? Everybody's just like questioning it the whole time. Can we fucking do this, guys? I don't know. We already filmed it, Jim, and we're out of time, so we got to fucking just go with it. Either, or we have to cut it, and we're going to lose a lot of film here, but we got to go. And they just throw it in. Fuck it.
And then it breaks box office records.
I bet. Oh my god, they should remake one, but make it a different name, like, you know, Home by Myself or something. something more. Because Home Alone could easily be a title for a horror movie, you know?
Yeah.
That's another thing to think about. That's another thing to think about. But my question for Home Alone 1 and 2, for those of you who haven't seen both 1 and 2, you can fucking just go ahead and leave our podcast for the small amount of listeners that we have. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what. Okay, first of all, the question is which one is better and which one is your favorite? I'm going to go ahead and give you my answer, and I think you're going to disagree with me.
Ooh, I'm ready to hear this.
So, yeah, my favorite one is Lost in New York for a couple of reasons, and I think it's because I saw that one more, or at least it was funnier to me. I don't know. It seemed like a funnier movie, and the first one's obviously original, but the second one just has way more with Rob Schneider and the whole hotel thing, and oh my god, I mean, it was just classic to me. I like them both, but I think the second one was just funnier.
See, I can definitely say that the second one is like so close to being just as good as the first one, which is crazy to say about a sequel, but I mean, it was, you know, sequels were done much better back then, so yeah, you know, it's not like Back to the Future 2 and, you know, Temple of Doom. Like, sequels back then were just great.
Terminator.
Yeah, there you go.
What the hell was the second one called?
Judgment Day.
That's the best one. Judgment Day, yeah. Thank you.
I haven't even seen the first one. To me, Terminator 2 is the only Terminator.
Well, that's the only one you need to know, honestly. That one's the fucking best one.
What was I going to say? So, Home Alone 2 is great. The only reason I dock it points and say it's not as good as the first one is because it was a little bit cheesier.
Especially when he was like getting electrocuted and he just turned into a skeleton.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking right now. Like,
hilarious.
It still fit for some reason. It was funny as a kid, but it's not the type of humor that still kind of sits with you as you get older.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, that's
the first one was more realistic, more straightforward.
Yeah, like it still had some corny moments, but it wasn't like so over the top, you know?
Which is why the first one would be more acceptable to throw something like them getting away with at least torturing Kevin a little bit, not to the full extent of biting his fingers off, but at least doing something that they said at the end and then getting caught or something. But the second one, it does have a little more cheesy in it, but it also, I think it was, they were trying to be more funny with it. Maybe made it a little more kid friendly, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. But I mean, like, dude, think about the classic part where he's on top of the building and they're out down at the bottom and he's throwing bricks at their face. I mean, that alone right there, I've always questioned, like, you can't get hit in the fucking face that many times with a brick and not have a concussion or be dead from that height.
They would be
murdered.
I personally think that one of the best scenes in the second one is when he's forcing Tim Curry and the staff to tell them that they love him.
Skimpy Moe with the Gimpy leg or whatever.
Yeah, Bony Bob's cheeks.
Bony Bob, Gimpy leg. Moe. Clip. He's like, I swear it wasn't me.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
But yeah, so I would go with the first one personally, but the second one is like so close, it's crazy.
Yeah, they're both really good. I mean, I watch them both every year. Love it.
Is that
your favorite Christmas movie?
It is, and I actually just bought the second one on Blu-ray on Black Friday, I think.
Oh, both of them are on Disney Plus, by the way. Just going to let you know.
I just like having the collection, you know.
I know. You're old school. Whatever.
Is that your favorite Christmas movie, or do you have others?
It's like one of those, like, definitely want to watch because it just puts you in the mood. It kind of sets the mood for Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would say my number one is Christmas Vacation. Like, that's like a fucking classic.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I actually didn't, the first time I saw that was probably, it was within the last like 3 to 4 years.
Oh, I've seen it every year since I was like, I don't know, probably like 12. No joke. It's just been a tradition. And we've already watched it this year already. We usually save it till whatever, but I would say that's one of my favorites. Home Alone, of course. I freaking love Jingle All the Way.
That one's pretty good.
It is. I mean, it's kind of cheesy, but it's a good movie.
I also like, whatchamacallit, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yeah, Tim Allen's classic. That one and Christmas with Cranks.
I don't remember Christmas with the Cranks too much, but have you seen Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn?
Oh yeah, it's got classic too. That's on FX app, I think. Yeah. I want to watch that one. I haven't seen that in a few years.
That movie is so nasty. It's good.
Yeah, who's in that again besides Vince Vaughn? It's Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon, and then I can't pronounce his name, but it's the guy who directed like Iron Man, Jon Favreau or something.
Oh, Favreau. Yeah, yeah.
He's in
love
it.
That guy.
The old guy from, you remember Old School? Not Old School. Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell.
Oh yeah, that guy. Oh yeah, he plays the dad. That's right.
Yeah,
he plays the father. Freaking nasty. They go to like the three brothers or whatever.
Yeah,
or family. He goes to see his brothers and stuff.
Yeah, they're all like fucking rednecks. So classic.
Freaking nasty. So what kind of traditions have you guys started since you've been married? We're still trying to figure something out with us.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know if we have actual traditions. The only thing, man, I can hear you gulping your life away.
Oh yeah. Water, man, water. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't think we have any traditions necessarily. One movie we watch every year that's not really a Christmas movie is Goodfellas. So I guess because that's not really a Christmas movie, you could almost say that's a tradition.
Yeah. I mean, if it's something you guys continue to do every year around the same time, I mean, that's doesn't have to be a Christmas thing. We're just trying to think of something that we can always do, especially now with crew. Just got to think of something. I don't know. I mean, obviously buying a big real tree is always going to be something Lauren wants to do, which is fine. Mm-hmm. So we have like a 10-foot tree sitting in our living room right now.
Oh wow, a 10-foot tree. Are you like,
yeah, it smells really good though.
Damn, we have like a 6 to 7 footer.
Yeah, this thing is huge. We had to like search around because some Lowe's and Home Depot's didn't have 10-foot, so we're like, all right, we got to go off scale. You know what I mean? We got to go backwards.
Do you have like vaulted ceilings?
You're going to kill somebody. No, they're just, I guess they're about 12-foot ceilings.
That seems pretty, 12. Pretty high.
Yeah, it's maybe. about 12 feet. It's about 12 feet, 4 inches, 56 centimeters wide. Mm. We can get in there real deep, real deep.
Is it already decorated and everything?
No, not at all. We just put it in today.
Do you do color lights or just the white lights? What do you do?
That's a good question. I don't remember. I think it's just the white lights. And then we have a shit ton of ornaments because her mom and her, they've collected ornaments and stuff and give them out as gifts every year. So we have a lot of ornaments.
Yeah, same seas on the white lights. But coming up next year and the next couple of years, we might try some colorful lights just to change it up a bit.
All of the lights. All of the lines. Well, well. Sorry. All right. Well, let's talk about this meth TV.
Oh, yeah. So I came up with this fantastic idea. Maybe it could be its own network where it's just like the meth network. And every show on the network is hosted by people who are just given meth. Like, it's meth heads. Like, it's not like, you know, we're going to give Justin Timberlake some meth and have him host this show. Like, they find these, like, you know, Cricket from Always Sunny type people. Mm-hmm. And they give them meth. They give them a camera crew and a shit ton of money. And they're just like, go flip some houses. And then it's just shows about, like, meth heads trying to flip homes and just seeing how crazy shit gets with them trying to do all this on deck.
Oh my God. That would be so entertaining. Like, I'd be surprised if they don't already have something like that or in the works. If not, we should probably pitch that, because who wouldn't want to watch that on? That's entertainment.
Dude, I would.
I mean, they've already had, like, didn't they have a show about like addicts or like recovering addicts, and they had, it was like famous people.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
But I think, what's his name? Vanilla Ice was on it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
But what was it called, Eli? What was it called?
I don't know.
We got to find the name of it.
But what makes this even better is just the fact that, like, there's no shortage of meth. Like, anytime the meth starts wearing off, the producer is just like, hey, guys, I got your next dose of meth right fucking here.
Now, do they show that on camera?
Yeah, why not?
It's like a guy with a clipboard and a headset. Hey guys, I got your next delivery of meth right outside this door. So whoever wants it, it's up for grabs. And 3, 2, 1, go.
And so they smoke. Oh my God. They smoke a whole bunch of meth. It's fucking demo day in the house. They're just destroying the place with sledgehammers, and then choosing what kind of tile and wallpaper are going to go in, like, while they're high on meth.
And then the houses would just turn out like fucking shit, man.
The finished product just looks like a fucking 3-year-old picked out everything.
It's like crayons. They're just I got red and blue and green.
But then it goes beyond the house flipping. Like, you could do, you know, like America's Got Talent, but all the judges are just fucking meth heads.
So they're amazed by like the worst things ever.
Yeah, like, it's just some kid who's just like, you know, bouncing a fucking tennis ball off a wall, and they're just like, oh my fucking God, this kid's amazing.
Jumping on tables and stuff and freaking out. a cooking show would be really good. A cooking face off, like, that would be extremely entertaining.
Yeah, like, you've got three people like trying to make, you know, a gingerbread house. But what would be even funny,
out.
I think for that one, though, you think it'd be funnier if the judges were on meth, or if the people making the gingerbread houses and the desserts were on meth?
Oh, the chefs definitely need to be the ones on meth. They're sitting there trying to like mix stuff and like figure out what they're going to make, and they're like tweaking out. Yeah. Like throwing flour everywhere.
No, none of them even just like gets remotely close to what the finished product is supposed to be.
Yeah, it would be exactly like Chopped. So they would have to do Chopped, where they open baskets and they have to figure out and make like something out with the ingredients that they're given, and it's a fucking nightmare disaster.
Oh my God, that would be so amazing.
They don't even finish their plates, and it's nothing what it should have been. It's like they use everything outside of the baskets.
That'd be so fucking amazing if the person that chose the ingredients was on meth. So they're like, the guy's like, all right, you guys are going to have to make, you know, some kind of, you know, Christmas dessert with these ingredients. And he lifts up the lid, and it's just like a fucking, like, packs of cigarettes and then like yo-yos or something.
Stupid.
And a bunch of Twinkies.
What would be even funnier is that, like, they set them up so the person on meth set up the baskets, and then the people that are cooking are on meth, so they don't use anything within the baskets. They actually use everything else that's in the kitchen, and they gets to the end, and they're all like they're like get their plates and stuff, and they're like, the judge that like chose the baskets was like, you didn't choose one goddamn thing that I picked in that basket. None of you did. And you actually chose correctly. It's exactly what I wanted you to do. I wanted you to not choose what was in the baskets. I wanted you to deviate from those choices and make your own choices. And this is marvelous. You made me a yo-yo cigarette. Fucking yo-yo pancake.
Oh my gosh.
All three of you win. You move on to the next round. You all get $1,000 each.
What?
What if they had a live PD, but they just give people on meth the authority to like arrest other people? So they give them keys to a police car and they're just like, yeah,
oh my God. Go for it should be called citizen's arrest.
Ooh.
And it's just normal people trying to like turn the pull people over and arrest them for crime. So they just have like a radio and a fucking, I don't know, like a BB gun or something.
They go up to somebody outside a convenience store and they're like, hey, give me a cigarette. And the guy's like, I don't smoke. And he's like, all right, you're under arrest. Turn around.
All right, you're under arrest. It's like you're in a convenience store and you're like, you got to pay for something. They're like, sir, I don't have change for a 20. All right, you're under arrest. Turn around.
And every episode just ends with the guy on meth trying to arrest someone and he just gets punched in the face and knocked out.
Or it's like the whole time the show is like based on just normal citizens that are trying to arrest real cops for trying to do something wrong. So they're trying to fuck with cops the whole time. That would be insane.
Oh my God.
That would be good. That would be entertaining. But you got to get people that are fucking crazy. So they just like go above the law. You do crazy ass shit. Oh my God.
I can just picture a meth head going into Best Buy with a coupon. And they're like, sir, this coupon's not good for Apple products. And he's like, all right, you're under arrest. Turn the fuck around. Get on the ground right now.
Oh my God. That would be genius. We got to pitch that. Probably to HGTV. I mean, maybe Spike TV.
What
Spike
about
TV or FX?
What about methed out marshals? So like they make them a U.S. marshal on a fucking plane, and they're just methed out.
Or like just anything, methed out pilots. They have to try to fly a plane, fly a plane and land it, and then they all get scored on how they like take off and land. There'd be a lot of deaths. So maybe we'll do remote control planes.
Oh, like it can, like you can take. Oh, they have to fly a remote control plane.
Yeah, but it has to be in like a crowd of people.
Oh God, what about meth head triathlon? Like they have to do sprints and then fucking swim and then climb monkey bars or something.
Pretty much just be the Special Olympics.
I mean, yeah, you got that right.
Oh, you know, for drugs. The Drug Olympics. Oh, man. But they can't do steroids. It has to be like drugs that like alter their, you know, their stuff. I don't know drug terms. I don't do many. I'm crazy enough.
I got one more idea, and that'll be the last
thing. Okay. Okay, so, one more.
You do a UFC type thing, but the UFC fighter has both hands tied behind his back, and he fights a meth head in the octagon.
No rules?
I mean, the meth head can't have a weapon, but he has full use of his fists, and then the UFC fighter can basically only kick or, you know, do submission holds if he gets the meth head on the ground.
Ooh. Do you think that there should be a show like UFC, but it's like a little step further to where people, like, you have to kill that other person?
Like,
to move on to the next round? Like, you know, like Mortal Kombat, basically?
Like, is there weapons involved, or you just have to beat the other person to death?
I think there'd have to be weapons, right?
I mean, that would
almost
make
like medieval time fights, like where you choose your weapon. But it has to. You can only choose a weapon when you get to a certain round. If that person's not dead yet.
Are you asking should there be a show like that, or would I watch one if one existed?
Both, and I think I know the perfect people to do that actual show. It should be people that are in prison for life.
There you go. Yeah, that could be interesting.
That would be sick. And the only way they can get out is if they win the tournament. And it happens every year, once a year. And they pick like the top 20 people. It's not Hunger Games.
If that's what Hunger Games is, I gotta check out.
They weren't all prisoners. They were all, I mean, they were prisoners, but they weren't murderers and stuff. I'm talking about people that are like bad people should battle to the death. Battle Royale for our entertainment since we eat popcorn and stuff our faces. Yell at the TV screen.
I feel like, wasn't there a movie called Death Race that was possibly something similar to this?
There was a movie called Death Race, and you're right. I think they were all in prison, and it was stupid.
Yeah, the only thing is, this doesn't involve a car. It just involves beating someone to death.
Yeah, like just take UFC, add weapons to it, put it outside in the mud or something. I don't know. Make them fight on a waterbed. That would be entertaining.
You just put petroleum jelly all over the floor of the octagon, so they're all slipping, trying to get to each other.
Isn't that from The Ladies Man, where Will Ferrell fights that guy and he like puts oil all over his body? He's like, I'm not gay. I just like a lot of oil.
I don't know, man.
That's kind of gay.
I never seen The Ladies Man, but I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, stupid movie. The Ladies Man. Speaking of movies, we saw one last night. It was called Green Book.
Oh,
did you ever see that?
I haven't seen that, but it looked pretty good.
Oh, man, it was really good. It was based on true events. It was, I think it was based in the 60s.
All right.
So good. Yeah, got me in the feels.
You highly recommend it?
Yeah, it was a really good movie. It'll make you chuckle. It'll make you sad. It'll make you. It'll make you think. It'll make you enjoy. And it'll make you think. Shit, the '60s sucked for racism.
I know what you're trying to say. I think. Were you just like, I don't know what word to use, so I'm just going to...
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, it just sucks. It sucks that the times were like that, people were like that, they're still like that to this day, which those people that are like that are fucking losers. But I mean, it's just stupid, but it was a good movie. Very enjoyable. Not like a laugh-out-loud funny movie, just a feel-good movie, like... Good story.
Yeah, like I like, you know, dramatic movies. I don't necessarily have to be like dazzled by comedy or action or anything. I like some good old fashioned dramatic movies.
Yeah, you better be. You fancy pants.
Yeah.
All right. Shoot it out there. 2020 predictions. Let's go, people. What do you got, Eli? What is your 2020 prediction? What's gonna happen?
Is this like a prediction for myself or just what the world is going to go through in 2020.
Yeah, let's go with your 2020 prediction for your what's going to happen with you guys, your whatever you, with you, and then 2020 prediction on what do you think is going to happen in the world? What's going to be the craziest thing that happens in 2020?
Okay, going personal 2020, I'm going to say that Jen and I find out that we are having a child.
Whoa, you're going for that?
Yeah.
I'm super excited. Super excited.
Super excited. I think we're going to find out sometime next year. Hey, we're going to have a little Newman.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
His last name's Newman, guys.
And he's a new man. Brand Frank. Brand spanking new.
Could be a new girl. You know what I mean? Good show.
That is true.
Hashtag.
Going to have to change my last name then.
Might have to. Okay. Awesome.
Other than that, I don't know what other kind of predictions I have personally. I'm going to say that the world is going to get even dumber next year and we're going to get more divided and shit's just going to keep spinning even further out of control.
Okay. Anything in particular? Like,
I mean, I'm not going to predict what happens in the next election, but sure. I would not be.
Yeah, we don't have to get political.
Yeah, I'm just going to say.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to say I would not be surprised if, you know, Trump was in office for an additional 4 years, and then everyone's like, "Oh my God, this is God's work. We're so glad that Trump is getting another 4 years." And then everyone.
I mean, it's not going to be surprising, but I mean, I think he might be impeached.
Well, the thing is, you can be impeached but not removed from office. So, like, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, people are still going to vote for him. There's so many dumbasses.
Like, I think, you know, literally, like, how there's the public vote and then there's the actual, like, electoral college, like all the higher ups, you know, placing their votes. I feel like, I hope I'm accurate about this so I don't sound stupid, but I feel like you could literally, because you know how they say Hillary technically won the popular vote and Trump still got into office?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I literally think that the polls could come in, not one single American votes for Trump, and then Trump is still elected for a second term because of,
dude, it's all freaking, it's all rigged. I mean, I don't even want to talk about it. Anyways, those are good. Let me try to think on a personal level. 2020 prediction. Let's see here. I think something really big is going to happen, whether it's promotions or job change for the better for either or me or Lauren. And then maybe even, I mean, I don't think Lauren wants this, but would love a bigger house.
Ooh, so, all right.
Even if it's closer to the end of next year, we'll see. But definitely want to start looking for one in 2020. Who knows? We need a bigger one. We just want more space for Crew when he starts being able to play outside and stuff. In a safer area because we're in like the city.
Yeah.
But 2020 world predictions. It's hard to say that things are going to get more out of chaos, but because things aren't really in chaos right now, it just seems more chaos because of how you can see everything now. If that makes sense.
I mean, that's true. You have, you know, like 30 years ago, you didn't have, you know, access to Twitter and seeing how stupid people actually were back then.
Yeah. I mean, in years, in like 20, 30, 40 years ago, people killed people and you didn't even know about it. You know what I mean? Like, we had mass murderers killing like hundreds of women and didn't even, like, nobody knew about it, you know, like until whatever. But it's just nowadays it's more, you know.
I think the difference is nowadays, I guess, is that people aren't crazier or dumber. People are just a lot more unwilling to even consider an opinion that's different from theirs. Which is pretty scary that tons of people are just like, I'm right, you're wrong. Nothing. I don't care what you put in front of me that proves that I'm wrong. You're wrong. I'm right.
Dude, seriously. Not only that, the worst is the just the people that are so sensitive. Like you read something, you see something, and then that person gets offended by it and immediately thinks it's targeted towards them directly. And it's like, you got to be able to take a joke. If not, like, you're going to have to turn off everything.
Yeah.
And go live in a fucking cave.
Yeah. And I mean, everyone's a hypocrite, including myself. I call myself a hypocrite all the time, but it's like, you know, all these people that complain about comedians joking about this or that, it's like, well, you were probably laughing when he was making jokes about this race or that race, but now he can't joke about, like, you know, the LGBTQ community because you don't like that, but you're okay with him making like Asian jokes or something. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Everyone's a hypocrite.
That's why South Park is so genius. They make fun of everybody. And you can't be like, oh my God, they make fun of me. And they've been doing it since like forever. And that's why I love them, and that's why they're still around, because they can continue to do it, because they make fun of everyone. Everyone.
Not only do they make fun of everyone, but they make like so many good points, and they actually they're
geniuses. Sorry, I think they should go down in history better than The Simpsons.
Oh god.
They're just way better.
Yeah, I don't even like I forget The Simpsons even exists. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, yeah, so my 2020 world predictions, I don't know. I think things are going to get intensified. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen for the next election, but I think we'll grow stronger as a world, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens with just all this climate change bullshit and just all that that's been going on, and there's just a lot. I don't know. I don't know enough about all that stuff to dive into them, but I don't know. We're all human. There's a lot of bad people, but more good people than bad. And we'll continue to be better as a nation.
Look at you.
We'll be better.
Look at you, Mr. Optimism.
I am very optimistic.
There you go.
But you know what? That's what you got to do when you live in a world of dangerous people. You have to be the hero that not everybody needs, but certainly wants right now. Oh, wait.
I think you got that backwards.
Certainly needs. Yeah, I did. Anyways.
It's funny that you mentioned that kind of line, because I just watched The Dark Knight Rises today. Love that movie. Oh,
good movies. Yep, good movies. Great step of there. So any last things before we wrap shit up?
I did discover a email from a listener, fan email, that was overlooked for a little bit of time. So my apologies to Kyle, who emailed us.
Oh, hey, Kyle.
Regarding the would you rather that we discussed at one point with
the cliff.
Yeah, you can either fall off a cliff and everyone knows that you're a fucking doofus that doesn't know how to take a selfie, or you die in a kind of bizarre sex act, but only like, you know, your close family knows about it. And so I will read Kyle's response, and then he kind of gave us a would you rather for us to kind of ponder on.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
All right. So Kyle's response to our would you rather is, I would rather die from a weird sex act. Falling to your death for those 30 seconds, all that would be going through my head before I splat to my death is, wow, I'm a fucking idiot and this is how my life ends. versus a sex act where my family finds out, but at least I'm going out on top or bottom, depending on the position.
All right. Ooh, we got a little comedian here. All right.
So, yeah, totally understand that one, Kyle. So thank you for sending that in. And then for next time, if you want to take some time, we can, you know, give our answers to this one on the next call. Kyle said, would you rather be a stud muffin where all the ladies want you, like you can have any woman you want, but your dick is a half an inch long, or a ridiculously ugly dude with a 12-inch wang? Random as shit, but that's what this podcast. And then he said, "Random as shit, but that's what this podcast is, right?" You're goddamn right. That's what this podcast is.
You're goddamn right. Oh man. Okay.
Do you want to go on that now, or you want to think about that for a little bit?
No, let's go on it now. You go first.
I think I'd rather be a really ugly dude with a 12-inch dong, if I had to choose. Because
I mean. Yeah, if you're shooting a porno for a living, right?
Well, no, but like, let's say you're a really attractive, like, oh my God, I got to be with that guy. As soon as they find out that you've got a half inch dick, it's not going to matter how attractive you are. Like, game over.
I don't know, though. Lady listeners, would you still love that guy if he had a 1-inch dick?
But this isn't about love. This is just one night stand. You can't even use that dick as a kickstand.
Okay, kickstand. Okay, well, definitely go with the 12-incher.
Yeah, the 12-incher is the one-night dick stand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's just a third leg, man.
Because, yeah, dude, no matter how ugly you are, if some woman desperate enough finds out that you got a fucking 12-incher,
yeah, she's, exactly,
she's going to want to climb that pole.
The South Pole, if you know what I mean. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
And a happy...
That's what I'm talking about.
12-inch dick.
And a snowy new year, you know what I mean? You see what I did there?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. All right, it ain't ice. Yeah, we'll end it with the, we're going to end it with that. We're going to end it with a white Christmas, if you know what I mean.
So if anyone else wants to chime in, jkbspodcast@gmail.com. Feel free to send us whatevs.
Send us your thoughts. Send us whatever you want to send us. I don't care if it's something that says, fuck you. I want to hear it. We love you guys. Thanks again, Kyle. Keep listening.
Thanks,
tell
Kyle.
Your friends. If you have any friends, Kyle, tell them.
All right.
Spill the beans.
Until next time, Brosif.
All right, man.
All right, later.
Totes my goats.
Thanks for listening to Just Kidding, But Seriously with Cam and Eli. If you enjoy our rants and wild nonsense, check us out every week on iTunes and Spotify. You can also email us at jkbspodcast@gmail.com. Again, I'm Cam Ivey, an all-around decent guy. Until next time, don't take life so seriously. I'm just kidding. But seriously.